May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome, everybody. It's nice to be back here in the council chambers, even though we're very well spread out and socially distanced, which is appropriate. But it's nice to have everybody, see everybody in person again. Going to move straight on to confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Councillor Workshops. There's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that report be received?
So moved.
Councillor Overton and seconded Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those workshops? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's Communications. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. I haven't been going anywhere very much. Can I have somebody move that that report be received, please?
Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Diprose, and seconded Councillor Overton. If there's no queries on any of those, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest? 4.1 is councillor reports. Any councillor appointed by council to community events? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to advise that staff and myself attended the Ryanna Community Centre during last week and met with the committee there to look at the plans that have been drawn up by council staff, the suggested plans that that we'd been working on for a little while now. The committee were grateful for the aspirational approach that council have taken to the improvements of the facility. And look forward to working with council staff in relation to seeking external funding, either through the State Recreation Grant Program, perhaps, or the TAS Community Fund. And, of course, it's as part of the annual plan and budget this evening. There'll be an amount there that the table is asked to consider as a contribution towards that. And I would just pass to you that the members of the committee would be grateful for your support for that amount, and thank us for our work so far, and we look forward to some improvements at Ryanna, hopefully.
Councillor Hiscott.
Yes, speaking with the president of the Penguin Surf Club, the surf club would like to know, like the council to know, that they're progressing with their long-term plans at the moment, and they're looking to get some building plans back for some new structural upgrades. This has been funded in part by Jeremy Rockcliffe through the Premier's Discretionary Fund, and the state government are aware of the direction of the future plans. The Surf Club are hoping to present the club's future prospects and building plans to the councillors at a workshop within the next few months, and I believe they'll be contacting you directly at some stage, Sandra. The Slipstream Circus is also working towards its plans to progress the new building. We'd like to the council and the councillors just to keep an ear out for any future funding opportunities, and they're just burning on that as they can during this time, but they're all back in, both clubs are back in their buildings as I understand it, and starting to work towards what they can do with the new restrictions from the government. Thank you.
Thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence. There are no applications. 6.1 is deputations, no requests. 7.1 is petitions. We've received Central Coast Council's dog management. The report there is relating to the petition is noted. This is the one that is non-compliant. Can I have somebody move that the report be noted?
Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Ryn. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. And 7.2, this is the one that was compliant. Oh, yes, sorry, I just read the word invalid, but that was for three people. Can I have somebody move that the petition be received?
Yeah,
thanks,
please.
Councillor Diprose. Seconded, Councillor Viney. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Councillor questions without notice. Councillor Van Rooyen.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Beswick.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Diprose.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Overton.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Hiscott.
One for whoever's taking on planning at the moment.
I'll take that one for tonight.
It'll be a question on notice.
And Councillor Carpenter? And none for myself, thank you. Nearly got a clear round. Uh, 8.2 is Councillor questions on notice and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time. Any questions received are to be read out by the General Manager, and the General Manager has received 3 questions from one person.
Right, so this has come from, I haven't got the name of the person here, so sorry about that, but it's 3 questions. First one is dogs on lead. Is an issue, and so is dog droppings around people's yards. Even if they don't own a dog, what will the council be doing about this? So it's fairly similar to the one that we had last time, last meeting. Number 2 is, can a seat be put up at the youth centre on the riverside, approximately halfway along where there is some coverage from concrete boulders, so that elderly people can rest out of the weather? And the 3rd one is, can more bins be placed around the beaches at West Alveston and other areas, but in store bins that are more fire retardant? So those are the 3 questions, and we'll respond to the, I think it was a lady, Bill.
Shirley Bloom, it's on there. First line.
We'll respond to her on those.
Thank you. 9.2 is public questions taken on notice. There's a report there and a suggested resolution that the question from Mr and Mrs Watson and the response from the General Manager be received and noted. Can I have somebody move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Move on to 10.1, councillor allowances. Councillor Carpenter, you wanted to move?
Yes, Mayor, I would be prepared to move that as circulated.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
Mayor, yeah, only quickly, I think I need to get it on the screen. It was mentioned a few months ago at a workshop, and I think under principle the way we act as council and what we would like to see, and under the budget restraints that we're placed under at present due to all circumstances out of our control, it is one little way that probably councillors can help council try and get a balanced budget. And I, probably more than anything else, it probably sends a positive message out to our community that we do realise that as council, what's happening out there, that money is going to be tight as far as what we want to do and the services we're trying to provide for people. So it is one little thing that we can do as councillors, and I would hope that all councillors support this. And as I know they did at the bit of a workshop when it was mentioned real quickly one night, the thing is we needed to get it in this month to make sure it went in, our fees and charges and everything like that. So I think, Mayor, I'll just put it there and see what other councillors see.
Speakers. Councillor Viney.
Yes, I just think it's the responsible thing to do under the circumstances with COVID-19, and it's actually, I see it as setting a good example for the ratepayers and community in what we're doing and how we're acting. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, just 100% agree with this motion. It was raised in that workshop, and I'm glad it seems in principle it's supported. A bit disappointing that it couldn't be done through the LGAT process. I know that was mentioned, and it's just is sad that we couldn't get it consensus through the sector, but I'm glad that the Central Coast Council is going alone and doing it, and I think it is a responsible action. So,
any other speakers?
I will support the motion. So far as us councillors are concerned, it really is just a token gesture. It's not going to mean much in the scheme of things. I think it would be also a nice gesture if the staff would also agree not to have an increase in their salary for the year in appreciation of the fact that nobody has lost their job during this period. And I call on them to match the councillors. Thank you.
Councillor Diprose.
I just don't think we're in a place where we should be suggesting what staff should or should not be doing with their finances. Thank you.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick.
Yeah, I concur with Councillor Carpenter's comments. I do take into consideration Councillor Van Ruin's point as well. There's some sectors of the community that have had it a lot easier than others, because in the end, public service and so forth, and some of my family are in that area, where in the end their roles haven't been affected at all. It is a small amount from the councillor's point of view. Job security these days is very important for everybody, and I think people in public service, council and so forth, their job security as well. So I also agree with what Councillor Van Ruin's mentioned. I'm not saying we should enforce that, but that is something that, you know, anybody could take on board if they saw fit to do something similar.
Certainly nothing that we can do to influence the decisions of staff, and that's up to the staff completely. Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
Just for a quick mere thanks, councillors, for your input and support on that matter. And again, it just sends a positive signal. And through all adversities, you need positivity and not negativity. And just let's hope, yes, it is a small amount. Totally agree with that. But it's the principle and the positivity that the message might send. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.2 is minutes and notes of other council and other organisations. There's a couple there, three there. Can I have somebody move that they be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott, and seconded Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those minutes? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.3 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. I think there was an updated list of correspondence. Can I have somebody move that schedule be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded Councillor Overton. Any queries on the correspondence? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. I can see that the person, Mrs. Hendricks, that's lodged one of the petitions that we accepted earlier. Just wondering, I can see that there's been a response sent to her as a matter of course, acknowledging her her lodgement of the petition. Will there be further correspondence going to her in relation to the content of the...
I did ask for the correspondence to be done in relation to the content where it was a bit inaccurate with some of it, so I'm waiting for that to happen.
Mm. And I think I heard, it is surprisingly difficult to hear down this end of the table, given that we're only, you know, 9 times 1.5 apart. But
maybe I need to speak in.
No. I think I heard Councillor Carpenter inquire before about a response for the Penguin District School.
Yep.
Yes. Their document is going out for tender, so building work there is commencing, which is great. So it would be great to know what role we're able to play in relation to the correspondence from the principal, if any. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. On the correspondence, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is the common seal. I think no update there. Is there no? Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Van Rohan. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. If there's no queries on the common seal, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is contracts and agreements. The schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Van Rohan. Seconder, please. Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those that schedule? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. It's the end of general management. Councillor Hiscott, you had a question. I think the GM was going to take that one.
Can the council confirm what action it is going to take to address the issue of paddock and, more importantly, vegetable wash and the runoff into dams at the corner of Shushams and Caprona Road? And if the council does not see it as its responsibility, can it please confirm which agency is responsible?
I'll take that on notice and get back to you, Councillor Hiscott.
Services 10.6 is statutory determinations. Can I have somebody move that schedule be received? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those determinations? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor, and forgive me if I haven't got it in front of me because I'm still learning how to navigate. I noticed that there are some retrospective approvals there as part of the statutory determinations. I just want to foreshadow a notice of motion for the next month's council meeting in relation to retrospective applications, and I would be interested and appreciate if the relevant director or the general manager could provide me some time before I lodge that with any stance that the council might consider in relation to retrospective approvals is handled in the context of ones that are done with authority or with delegation, where we would normally see things in the statutory determination. So I presume that that's probably an Ian question. Anyway,
I'll go to Paul West because these are more planning. You're talking more planning ones? Yep.
Appreciate whatever information could be provided in relation to ones that are done under delegation, please.
Can I just ask, are they in relation to planning or building? They go to planning first. Are they the ones that go to planning first?
Both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Councillor Carpenter.
It's still good to see things ticking along, even without Council's input on the major projects. But it's still good to see it ticking along here in Central Coast with the houses and bits and pieces going up. And I can see a day and before too long where there'll be 10 new buildings a month being applied for and granted. And that would be an unbelievable outcome. Probably not for stormwater, Paul.
So the
With what's going on in federal government and the funding and first home buyers and...
Thank you. Thank you. Any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.7 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Overton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8 is a residential dwelling and outbuilding shed at 5 Fish Street at 4th. There's a report there and a suggested resolution. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. A seconder, please.
Second,
Councillor Van Rohan. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor. I've had a good look at the drawings and the objections by the neighbours. The shading, that's been talked about is very minimal. The shading is always taken at the shortest day of the year, and it only just goes on to the neighbour's block in that time. There's talk of privacy. Unfortunately, when people live on the side of hills, there's always going to be some lack of privacy. It's just the topography of the area. I don't think it's overly affected in this application, so I support the recommendation from the planning officer.
Same, Mayor. I've been out and had a look at the block and read the reports, of course, and I don't think there'll be too much adverse effect on the neighbours. And while I was reading this report, you know, it's not like me to compliment people, but you know, the planning department really do a first-class job in their reports. I mean, this was easy to read. Well, they all are, but it's easy to read. And I'd just like that passed on to the planning staff. I really think that's worth mentioning, because it hits the points, and you know, even someone like me can understand it. So,
thank you. I'll appreciate that. I'm sure they have been working very hard over these last few months, particularly.
Well, it's not only that, Mayor. We only get to see the development applications that need to come to council. When you look at the list that's been approved for the month, you know, it's mind-boggling, really. And they've got to still deal with them and do just as much work, except answering to respondents. So yeah, I reckon they do a pretty good job.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
No, Mayor. I think everything's been said. Thank you.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to infrastructure services. 10.9, Central Coast Stormwater System Management Plan. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move that this be adopted? Sorry, Councillor Van Rooyen, and seconded Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor. The report really opened my eyes. To see it on black and white, that we've got 5,627 kilometres of stormwater pipes. You know, that really is amazing. And 3,011 inspection chambers. I mean, the mind's boggling, isn't it? 269 pits. So it's a fairly big, massive infrastructure. As I mentioned just before the council meeting, and I understand all the explanations, it did strike me, though, that perhaps our system is in need of upgrades, that it's in need of work, and we need to keep ahead of this. And we need to budget for it for a long term, and I guess that's probably in everybody's mind. I think Councillor Carpenter mentioned it, but we really need to make sure that our system is sufficient for the future, you know, for the next 10 or 20 years. I am a believer that each generation should make some contribution to the services that we provide, but just the same, we've got to be able to say, well, we're handing over the stormwater system to the next generation in good condition.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, no, I congratulate them on putting this together. And again, the plan sort of allows now our departments to go through that and work out what can be done, what should be done, and how to do things. But we shouldn't forget, don't mind dabbling in history for a minute, you know, $47 million worth of replacement. And just imagine back three or four decades ago, or two or three decades ago, our past engineers and directors started to put this together. And to get it to work back then, and what Councillor Van Rooyen said about all the manholes and the inspection channels, and there was no GPS back in them days, to even know where they all are nowadays is a mind-boggling, to have that down on some sort of a GIS system to find it all. So it's a system that you can see that works, and we'd need now, this will allow them to manage it going forward, and I think it's not in, you know, it's not falling down around our ears for sure, because our weather patterns are changing and every bit of concrete adds more water down a pipe. So our pipe room is starting to get fuller and fuller with everything we do. And that's the way we want our community to build, and we've got to accept that. Our biggest thing, as I said earlier on, is our financial management or modelling plan going forward over the next two or three decades is really, really important to get right. So it's not a burden on everybody in a decade's time that we keep the pace with this. But no, it's a good report. Not that I read it all word for word, but I got through most of it.
It's actually reminded of Lyle Weeks, who worked for council for many years and told us, you know, he'd climbed up most of the pipes and the drains in the area. I'm just wondering whether that was the 5,600 of kilometres he might have done. I'm not quite sure. But any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, congratulations on the plan that we now have in front of us, which is good. Of course, we have a secure stream of money that comes in the door each year that should be directed to stormwater, and that is the dividends from Taswater, which is the water asset, which is owned by default by our ratepayers, and so there won't be any trouble funding Paul's stormwater plan into the future. And I suppose the trick for us always, in all seriousness, is, as with many things, out of sight, out of mind. And it's very easy to come in at budget time and lobby for guttering and curbing and reseals from the engineering department. But as we can't see the stormwater system, we need to rely heavily on the plan. We need to agree on what the replacement and repair funds should be each year. And we need to not div into them to buy pretty shiny things that we can see. So congratulations on the plan, and look forward to having fabulous drainage that I can't see, but I know the residents of Bertha Street are looking forward to it.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor. Again, I'd just like to congratulate the department on putting their report together. It's very detailed and eye-opening to what is there, as Councillor Van Ruin has outlined. I'd just like to make sure that we don't end up putting too much onus on the purchases of the blocks of land where future subdivisions are built. I think it's imperative that developers contribute anywhere where we've got to upgrade our stormwater systems. So there needs to be a plan put in place for those sort of situations. We, over the years, have had a lot of people talk about housing affordability and so forth. This is one area that has changed on the northwest coast anyway that I know of, where some developments have had to be putting in detention systems to be able to control their stormwater outflow on land, and that wasn't something that was around a few years ago. So that's a little bit of a reflection in some ways of the capacity of what we've got. I think that developers, where they want to develop reasonably large parcels of land, there should be some contribution towards that improvement into the future.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Van Ruin, did you want to close?
No, I think it's all been said.
All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Organisational services. 10.10, the annual plan for the year ending 30th of June 2021. Can I have somebody move that the annual plan be approved, please? Councillor Fuller, seconded Councillor Viney. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
With pleasure, Mayor. Congratulations to the numerous, all of the staff that have had to contribute towards the compilation of the plan. Never an easy task. This year, harder than usual with some revenue restraints and still some set costs that we need to meet. A little bit less in the door and just as much going out the door. Of course, it's also been a year where, for a variety of reasons, the delivery of services and
and so forth, and projects have been interrupted for a variety of reasons, so that's given some staff additional challenges. Obviously we're doing something wrong, because the Advocate and the media in general don't want to make comment on the fact that Central Coast is also capping its rates and capping its fees and charges. I'm not sure how all those other people get in the news. We know that the decisions that are surrounding the annual plan have been well workshopped with us, and
those decisions have been made for
the best outcomes that we can get. And certainly there are some things there that we've had to defer for future times. Let's hope that we can, this slightly condensed plan gives us an opportunity to do slightly less things and do them really, really well, and get to the end of this time next year and be able to know that we've delivered on what we set out to do. So I would commend the report to the table.
Speakers? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.11 is the estimates for the year ending the 30th of June 2021. Can I have somebody move that that be adopted, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, the last motion, of course, was the letters. This is the numbers. In the end, this is a plan. It is a budget. I just hope that what has happened with COVID-19 doesn't muck it up too much, and that we're able to stick with what we've got, because if we stick with what we've got, we've got a good financial plan there. Thank you.
Any other speakers? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.12 is the fees and charges for the year ending the 30th of June. Can I have somebody move that they be fixed? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Diprose. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, as understood, as from our last meeting, we've had a policy of not increasing the fees and charges on last year, which is a good move in the current climate. The adjustments that we have made, the removal of the Works in Road Reserve and the additional other requirements that we've put in there have also been appropriate, and commend this to the Council.
Speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.13 is the long-term financial plan. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move that this be received? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Second it. Thanks, Councillor Van Rowan. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak?
Trying to get to the end, Mayor. Just quickly, Mayor. This is, I think, the long-term financial plan is probably the most important document in the book. We can run for 12 months and hide everything as we go, but we cannot continue to do that without a long-term financial plan. And I'm very much proud to say that, as most councils now, and it wasn't many years ago, they never had a long-term financial plan, a lot of councils around Tasmania. So I think the information that's in here, whenever we're asked any questions, especially on some of the projects and roads and whatever that might be coming up, and say why aren't they being done when they want to be done, we can always refer to this and say it's in there. We've just got to be able to fund it, or it's funding over what period of time. So it gives us all that information. I think we just forget to use it sometimes. We put it away in the top of the cupboard and forget to pull it down. But it is one of the most important documents in there, and we should use it more often. Should bring it out more often and remind ourselves once or twice a year what's in there. But would definitely put it forward for adoption, Mayor.
Speakers? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.14 is the rates and charges for the year ended June 30, 21. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded, Councillor Van Rowan. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
I'll let the seconded, Councillor Van Rowan, speak to this, because this is not very often we can get all this.
Perla.
Councillor Van Rowan.
this is a pearl.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm not sure that it is.
No, it's not for council.
It is for me.
Well, Mayor, you know, that we are following the state government's directions that rates will not increase this year, and all that sounds good and it sounds fine, but there will be a time of reckoning sometime in the future, next year or the year after. We will have to consider an increase in rates, just to keep up with inflation. I know inflation is very low, but also to keep up on maintenance on our assets, increase in wages, while this is good in the short term, you know, there will be a day of reckoning, and that's about all I've got to say.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. I hear the message from those that are more experienced than myself. Being an optimistic sort of a person, I like to think that during the next year we will find some interesting and creative and innovative ways to do more for less, or at least do what we've always done for just that little bit less, and perhaps the day of reckoning won't have to be quite so gloomy. But looking forward to staff being challenged through necessity to be able to go that little bit further with a little bit more cash. So. Thank you.
Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
I will do. So I thoroughly enjoyed the optimism of Councillor Fuller and totally agreed with Councillor Van Ruel.
Also.
Split on the fence, but yeah, look, I think to make sure it's on record that the concerns of council have been more than talked about at our workshops about what might happen and what could happen, and we must be open going forward. But it's about what's happening today. It is zero rate increase, and if you're a landowner out there paying rates, you would have to be smiling. Whether that smile is going to be there in the next 3 or 4 years' time through optimism, or whether it's going to be cut short, we don't know. But at least we accept it as it is today.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. That's the end of our open part of the meeting. So going to 11.1, the closed meeting closed to the public. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Hiskett, are you moving that close the meeting? Seconder, Councillor Beswick. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. And 11.2.